Good morning, and welcome to 2024. A couple of months ago, Dr. Jay Height challenged me to listen to a 37-minute podcast created by Craig Groeschel entitled, Becoming Strategically Unreasonable. I highly suggest you give it a listen, but here's how God used it to reframe my thinking and prepare me for a new year. We all know what unreasonable looks like in a negative sense, but what if we were to put a positive spin on unreasonable? In essence, Groeschel is calling leaders to choose a pathway of loving God and serving people that goes beyond human reason. It's 2024. It's time to dream, pray, and act on God's calling unreasonably. Let's define the word unreasonable. Quote, not guided or based on good sense, unquote. And, quote, beyond the limits of acceptability or fairness, unquote. God's not calling us out of the proverbial box. He's calling us to a totally different page. As a result, I've been thinking a lot about us, about you and me and our calling. When I reflect, God's love for me is not reasonable. It never has been. Neither are His grace, forgiveness, or patience. I know me. I can be self-centered, fearful, and impatient, and those might be my best, worst qualities. If I was God, I would likely have quit on me a long time ago and put my kingdom investment someplace else where it might yield a better return. Pastor Hal Hutton's new friend Derek summarized his own journey in a similar fashion and then added the thought, but Jesus thought otherwise. I identify. As human as we are vessels that can be sanctified for His use, set apart to deliver a presence of hope and love, to be carriers of a peace that passes understanding. However, it's not just His love for us that is unreasonable. It's also His cross-carrying call, at least from a human perspective. He invites us to walk an unreasonable pathway of blessing others. I would suggest that telling the disciples to feed thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish is unreasonable. I suggest telling a lame man to get up and walk is unreasonable. How about telling Peter to step out of the boat and walk on water? Or Lazarus to come forth out of a tomb? Indeed, God's peace is unreasonable, Philippians 4:7. God's grace is unreasonable, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. God's love is unreasonable, John 3:16. God's patience is unreasonable, 1 Timothy 1:15 through 17. God's vision is unreasonable, 1 Timothy 2:3. God's forgiveness is unreasonable, Romans 5:8. God's call for us to forgive others is unreasonable, Matthew 18:21 and 22. In reality, the entire Sermon on the Mount, from a humanly perspective, is a call to be unreasonable. The gospel is unreasonable all over the place. Nothing about God's strategy for saving humanity was humanly reasonable. No army, no politics, no wealth, no fame, just sacrificial, unconditional, transforming love. Keep in mind, reasonableness lay in the eye of the beholder. What God calls us to do that is humanly unreasonable from our perspective is very reasonable from His. So whose perspective shall we choose to operate from? I'm asking God in 2024 to help me to refuse to be transactional with love for others when I've been loved relationally. Freely you have received, freely give, Jesus said in Matthew 10. So, welcome to an unreasonable pathway, which makes perfect sense when Jesus is leading us up it. Let's do this in 2024. You are where you are by divine appointment. And you're doing and going to do better than you think. God bless.